What up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled Eating in Medellin, Colombia Like a King. So if you guys know, wherever I go in the world, I usually eat the same stuff, which is chicken and vegetables. So today, guys, I'm gonna show you how much I'm eating all this stuff that you see before me. It cost me around, 55,000 Mexican pesos, which comes out to almost close to $13. Now, obviously, guys, you know, when you buy salt, this is gonna last with you, you know, probably at least a month. When you buy, you know, margarine and butter and bread, you know, that's gonna last with you a while. But the thing that I always keep on buying over and over again is obviously the chicken and the vegetables. So a kilo of chicken, let's see how much a kilo of chicken cost us. This is my receipt, by the way. It's in Spanish. So okay, the pound of chicken, kilo of chicken, which is a little bit, which is about 2 pounds, that cost us a close to 12,000 pesos, which is almost $3. It's a little bit under $3. So the 2 pounds of chicken breast like this, which is obviously in here now, that cost us $3. The vegetable in here, this is probably what, a pound of vegetable, maybe 2 pounds of vegetable. You know, let's see. Oh, there it is. There's the wrapper. Okay. So this is a kilo of vegetables. Okay, I'm going to throw this away from the fire, but this is a kilo of, this is 2 pounds of vegetable. Obviously, it's green. It's a peas, carrots, beans, green beans. Three things that cost us, bolsa, no, no, it cost us about, oh, no, damn it. Ah, there it is, mixed vegetables, okay. The mixed vegetables cost us 22,400 Mexican Colombian pesos, which comes out to about divide by 4.5, 5. Damn, that's actually expensive. Holy shit. But that's a kilogram, so that's about, damn, even by American standards, that's expensive. So this 1 kilo of whatchamacallit is about $5 American, 22,000 pounds. That is a little bit over $5 American. 5 times 4. Yeah, that's a little bit over $5 American. So that's $5 American. That's $3 over here. So this is $8 worth of food, which compared to American standards is cheap, especially with the Biden inflation. However, Mexico is cheaper than here. Guys, overall, Mexico is a little bit more better infrastructure, better economy than Colombia. In fact, plus prostitutes go from Colombia to Mexico. So if the prostitutes are going from here to Mexico, what does this tell you, right? That Mexico is a little bit better overall when it comes to economy, affordability, I guess, compared to Medellin. Medellin is cheap for us Americans. It's not cheap for the locals. This Airbnb I'm in, you can probably get it for like $400 or $500 a month. So yeah, guys, everything you guys see here, from the chicken to the vegetable to the margin over here and my dipping margin over here, which I put the bread in. I know it's not healthy, but it tastes so great. This I actually bought from Mexico. This is the best This is the best powder in the world. I bought this in Mexico, so this doesn't count. That was like a buck and a half. Also, guys, in Mexico and Colombia, they don't give you paper bag. They don't give you plastic bags like they do in America. So you either buy one like I did, or you bring your own. This one cost me 2,200 Colombian pesos, which is about 50 cents. And obviously, this is a reusable bag. Personally, guys, I actually like what the Mexicans and the Colombians are doing. They don't give you plastic bags, so you have to either buy one or keep on reusing it over and over, which I think is an amazing idea. Toothpaste over here. This is probably a national brand. Unlike Coach Bitch Pill, I actually brush my teeth. This cost me 5 American dollars. So the vegetables cost us about $5 American. The salt, this is the salt over here, guys. As you guys can see, this is enough to last you a month. This cost me what? This cost me about $1,000 Colombian pesos, which is like what, 25 cents maybe? The Pudan Brudo pan, I don't know what that is. The margarine, okay, so this and this over there, they cost about 5,000 pesos, which is a little bit above a dollar. So this is a little bit above a dollar. That's a little bit above a dollar. One of them is a tad more expensive, but they're still around like a dollar and 20 cents at the most. The bread. Yeah, the bread is 4,100 pesos, okay? So that bread over there is a little bit under a dollar, okay? By the way, guys, bread is dirt cheap in this country, just letting you know. Let's see, how much did the toothpaste cost me? Because again, unlike Coach Bitch Pill and Yogi Obes, I do brush my teeth. I don't see it here. It wasn't that expensive. Maybe you guys out there who understand Spanish. I also bought soap, you know, like dishwasher soap. It cost me 8,000 pesos, which is about a little bit under $2 American. It's actually in the bathroom. You know what? I can go show it to you. Why not? Might as well show you my Airbnb while I'm at it, right? It's really not all that good, to be honest with you. Let me get it. So this cost me a little bit under $2 American. As you guys can see, it's a pretty nice size. I mean, probably can last you at least a month, right? So yeah, overall, guys, this Airbnb I'm at is not all that, to be honest with you. By the way, guys, none of the places here actually have air conditioning. Just letting you know, it's next to impossible to find places in Medellin that actually have air conditioning. Medellin is known as the place of eternal spring, and the reason behind it is that Medellin, because it's high up in the mountains, the weather here is almost always as if it's spring. It's like 80 degrees during the day and like 60 degrees at night, which is really nice. However, if you have a place like mine that doesn't have good external ventilation, man, it gets really hot during the day. So right now I'm sweating like a pig, but at night around 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, when it really cools down, it ain't bad. So just letting you guys know, if you want to come to Medellin, A, air condition is next to impossible to be found. B, if there is no air condition, you have to find a place that actually has good ventilation, meaning that unlike the Airbnb, look, see, this is my Airbnb. Look, this is the only window I have here, man. And this is a fucking, where is this, man? This is the only window I have that can be actually open. So I'm only here for 3 days. So I'm gonna be gone Sunday anyway, God willing, of course. So yeah, man, by our standards, Medellin isn't bad. I still have a lot to do here. Unfortunately, I may not be able to get you video of me walking around because they can steal your shit and stuff like that. Colombia is actually more dangerous than Mexico, believe it or not. Anyway, guys, let me get to my food and I'll talk to you later, okay? Peace.